what this race, I mean, you're here every day walking, what your feelings are about it?
To me, it's just so amazing. I have to admit, I was very afraid of it at first. Just the idea of it, because the most I'd ever done was 50 miles at one time. And so just to even come near it was scary to me.
So this is like 19 years ago when it started?
Yes. And, well, first they, you know, did the 7-day and the 10-day and that which out there. And then they went to 1,300 or 1,000 and 1,300 and then 2,700. And I just said, oh my God.
When you say, oh my God, is it just the immensity of the whole thing, or that you might get caught up and be asked to run the 1,300 miles yourself?
Both. And even that my inner being would say this would be a good thing to do, you know? So there's part of you that always wants to transcend. And there's part of you that is saying, enough already. Because you know in the middle of transcendence, there's a rough road to hoe, as they say. And so there's a big part of you that says, oh, I don't want to do that. The other part of you is sort of inspired because it sort of breaks the mind's pattern of what you think you can do.
But over the years now, obviously your feelings towards the race have changed.
Yeah.
You know you're not going to run the 3,100,
yeah.
But you come here practically every day to walk and jog and hang out. What does it do for you now?
Just to see them go through these experiences and to see the joy that some of them have from the beginning, or the fact that some of them go through real patches of hard stuff that you can see. And you can relate to yourself if you've done any endurance events, you know?
Well, let's just put in here that you have swum the English Channel how many times?
I succeeded once and tried many, many times more.
Do you see your efforts in swimming the English Channel in any way reflected in what these athletes are doing here?
Absolutely. I mean, what I see most of all, for me, the cold water was the hardest. And the training day after day meant that every day that you were training, and if you're going to do it at that level, you had to train if you were serious. You had to go and you threw yourself in to the water, basically threw yourself into the cold water. Because you'd train in New York or wherever else you were, and the water would be warmer as it got longer in the summer. And then you'd go over to Dover, and you could only stay in for 20 minutes the first day. And here you're going to try to swim across. But if you listen to your mind, you wouldn't go back in. The next day you'd go in, you could go for 40 minutes. And then 3 days later, you were doing 2 hours. And because your mind had to accept the cold part of it.
I mean, here comes Kanenika, who is 45 years old. She's running it for the first time. She's done tremendous number of races. But now she's doing something really huge by coming here and doing this, and she is now working her way towards halfway. So when you see runners like that, people you know personally.
To me, it's when you see somebody, I mean, she's already gone further than she's probably ever gone before. You know, and that alone, when you hit that thing, even when we were training, if all of a sudden we did something that year we'd never done before, I saw the burst of joy. And even though you were exhausted, there was something inside saying, you transcended, you did this. So the results, the end result at that time, you had to stay in that moment. Whatever happened from then on in, you'd already got that much joy. Just keep going a little more, a little more. And I see these runners coming out. When they do it the first time, that's the thing that takes my breath away.
Sri Chinmoy created this whole world of athletics, and you were part of it in the channel swimming area. It's maintained, it's perpetuated itself. The idea of sports and the inner life, how does it work together for you?
There's two things. Number one, he started this and it keeps transcending. People that never even saw him or met him before have picked up on the inner spirit. And so that's the thing that's most impressive to me. And that's how I translate it, as this spirit that these runners are carrying, other people are picking up. And I always felt that was Sri Chinmoy's goal, was to create something where people could manifest joy and inspire others to do it in their own way. And when I see that happening out here, that's what it is for me.
I'd rather thank you.
Thank you.